Daddy was a pipe fitter, a laborer by trade. He'd leave the house before the sun woke to greet the day. I'd lie in bed and I'd listen for his work tuck to leave the drive. After school I'd watch for him through the window shade. Mama worked in the kitchen waxing up the floor, expecting any minute he'd be walking through that big front door. She kept a smile for him on her face, and she did it with a certain grace and never asked for more. At the shop he was a quiet man, but if you talked to him he might tell a story back in 44 of a howling jungle fight. The Japs had pinned him down behind a tree. There was smoke burning in his eyes. If he hadn't caught up with the company, they'd have left him there to die. Mama waited in the kitchen and she paced the floor, expecting any day she'd hear a knock on that big front door. Kept a smile for him on her face, and she did it with a certain grace and never asked for more. I always wondered why Mom got that look of dread in her eyes, and her delicate hands would start to shake every time that my dad was more than 3 minutes late. She'd start thinking about those days. Friday night, Dad would come home from work, throw the fishing poles into the van, drag the trailer to the beach out on Highway 1. He'd just park it right there in the sand. He put his hand on my shoulder, but he would never talk down to me. He'd say, life can get complicated, son. You gotta stand up for what you believe. Mama worked in the kitchen fixing up a plate. Out of all of the fish that my dad and I caught that day, she kept a smile for us on her face, and she did it with a certain grace and never asked for more.